Fifty Shades of Grey by E.L. James, interpreted by Michael Zients. "You are one brave young woman," he whispers. "I'm in awe of you." His words are like some kind of incendiary device. My blood flames. He leans down and kisses my lips gently, and he sucks at my lower lip. "I want to bite this lip," he murmurs against my mouth, and carefully he tugs at it with his teeth. I moan, and he smiles. "Please, Anna, let me make love to you." "Yes," I whisper, "because that's why I'm here." His smile is triumphant as he releases me and takes my hand and leads me through his apartment. His bedroom is vast. The ceiling height windows look out on lit up Seattle high rises. The walls are white and the furnishings are pale blue. The enormous bed is ultra modern, made of rough gray wood like driftwood. 4 posts, but no canopy. On the wall above it is a stunning painting of the sea. I'm quaking like a leaf. This is it. Finally, after all this time, I'm going to do it with none other than Christian Grey. My breath is shallow, and I can't take my eyes off him. He removes his watch and places it on top of a chest of drawers that matches the bed. He removes his jacket, placing it on a chair. He's dressed in his white linen shirt and jeans. He's heart-stoppingly beautiful. His dark copper hair is a mess, his shirt hanging out, his gray eyes bold and dazzling. He steps out of his Converse shoes and reaches down and takes his socks off individually. Christian Grey's feet. Wow, what is it about naked feet? Turning, he gazes at me, his expression soft. "I assume you're on the pill."
"What?
Shit." "I didn't think so." He opens the top drawer of the chest and removes a packet of condoms. He gazes at me intently. "Be prepared," he murmurs. "Do you want the blinds drawn?"
"I don't mind," I whisper. "I thought you didn't let anyone sleep in your bed."
"Who says we're going to sleep?" he murmurs.
"Oh, holy hell."
He strolls slowly toward me, confident, sexy. Eyes blazing, and my heart begins to pound. My blood's pumping through my body, desire thick and hot pools in my belly. He stands in front of me, staring down into my eyes.
He's so freaking hot.
"Let's get this jacket off, shall we?" he says softly, and takes hold of the lapels and gently slides my jacket off my shoulders. He places it on the chair. "Do you have any idea how much I want you, Anna Steele?" he whispers. My breath hitches. I cannot take my eyes off his. He reaches up and gently runs his fingers down my neck to my chin. "Do you have any idea what I'm going to do to you?" he adds, caressing my chin. The muscles inside the deepest, darkest part of me clench in the most delicious fashion. The pain is so sweet and sharp I want to close my eyes, but I'm hypnotized by his eyes staring fervently into mine. Leaning down, he kisses me. His lips are demanding, firm and slow, molding mine. He starts unbuttoning my shirt while he places feather-like kisses across my jaw, my chin, and the corners of my mouth. Slowly, he peels it off me and lets it fall to the floor. He stands back and gazes at me. I'm in the pale blue lacy perfect fit bra. Thank heavens. "Oh, Anna," he breathes. "You have the most beautiful skin. Pale and flawless. I want to kiss every single inch of it."